If you're hearing talk on the internet, you're listening to TalkZone.com.
Wow, thank you for that.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend the next hour talking about important information you need to know about how you can be successful when pursuing your pageant goals. And we've got a really, really exciting show planned for you today. I'm so excited. And for those of you who are listening and don't know, one of the fastest growing areas of pageantry is actually the Mrs. pageants. More and more married women are competing for the first time or are returning to competition after having previously competed as a teen or a miss. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the many challenges of competing as a Mrs. contestant. Then later in the show, I'll be answering your calls and emails and sharing an inspirational thought to help you be absolutely pageant fab at your next pageant. As a reminder, we do welcome your calls and questions during the show. If you're a current title holder and would like to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. If you'd prefer to just have your first name announced, that is perfectly fine, too. And to join the conversation and ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. And international callers can dial 011. 847-470-0937. We're definitely looking forward to hearing from you. Well, today's show is interesting because we're focusing on one very specific area of pageantry, the Mrs. contestants. And joining me today is Mrs. Galaxy International, Darlene Deben. Darlene has extensive pageant experience as a contestant, title holder, co-director, judge, and MC. In fact, she's done it all. And when she's not doing that, she's the vice president and co-owner of a successful contracting firm, has a full-time job. On top of that, enjoys working as an actress, model, and voiceover artist, and is represented by one of the top management firms in Washington, D.C., as well as KA Management in Orlando, Florida. And if that isn't absolutely enough, Darlene has a passion for giving back and serves her community by volunteering for a variety of charitable organizations. Thank you so much for joining us today, Darlene, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I'm so excited that you've asked me to be on your show. It is such an honor.
Thank you. Well, we're thrilled to have you. And before we started the show, Darlene was giving me a rundown of what she's been doing this weekend. And it just goes to show that Mrs. contestants really, really are busy. Darlene, just give us a brief little snippet of the 48 hours that were your weekend.
Well, I started off by coaching a couple of clients because I do some pageant coaching. And I mentioned to you that my husband had built a beautiful stone wall at my home, and it sat for a year with no plants. So we went and purchased some beautiful plants and got those planted. And I had to do some work in my office because we have our own business. And I also work full-time, and I had some work to do with that. And then, of course, we have church. So it's always go, go, go. My days just go by so quickly.
It is go, 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 isn't it? And that is absolutely, I think, the challenge for Mrs. contestants, because you are juggling so many roles, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I have, on top of that, I have three beautiful children, so I'm also busy being mom.
And how old are your kids, Darlene?
I have a 21-year-old daughter, and I have two sons, and they're 19 and 14. My youngest just actually had his birthday yesterday, so we were busy getting ready for that over the weekend as well.
So you had a busy, busy weekend. Well, before we jump right into the real guts of the show and talking about how to handle that kind of busy weekend, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing as Mrs. Galaxy International.
Well, you know, I so much enjoy, of course, being crowned. That's fun. But that's a very small part, I think, of being a title holder. Once you step off that stage, it really isn't about you anymore. I really enjoy getting out there and making a difference in people's lives and sharing my platform and volunteering. And I think the events that I've enjoyed the most are when I go to the veterans hospitals or the events where there are children and being able to let them try on my crown and seeing their faces when I give them an autographed picture. It's priceless. I just love it.
The kids really do like trying on the crowns, don't they? I think that's their favorite part.
You know, I was actually surprised, but there are a lot of grown-ups that enjoy it just as much.
Really?
There are men and women.
I know a lot of my title holder students like to take a Polaroid camera with them so that they can take a snapshot of them right there in the crown just in case they don't have a digital camera with them, and it's really fun.
It is. They love having that picture. I like to pretend that I'm crowning them, you know, put the sash on them and put the crown on and then take a picture. It's priceless. I love it.
That sounds great. Well, how long, Darlene, had you been competing as a Mrs. before you won the Galaxy International title?
Well, I first started competing in 1996, and it actually took me 3 attempts before I won my very first Mrs. title. And a lot of people don't know this, but it took me 3 attempts at the Galaxy title. So I so know how the new Miss USA feels, because persistence is key. Not everyone can win their first time out.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, Crystal Stewart, who is the current Miss USA, competed at Miss Texas USA 5 times before capturing that title and actually won it in her very last year of eligibility. So it sounds like you would agree with Crystal that persistence and never giving up on that goal is really the key. Is that right?
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
And had you, Darlene, had you competed as a Miss or a teen?
I competed one time as a teen and had a great time, but I was kind of going through that awkward stage in my life. I was a little overweight and very unsure about myself. I just did it because it was something that I enjoyed watching on TV. And at that time in my life, I don't think I was ready to compete, but still did it anyway because I wanted to say, oh, I've been in a pageant. Loved it, had a great time, won Congeniality, and thought that that was enough for me and quit there. That was, I think, when I was 18 years old, and actually never thought I would ever compete again. And my sister-in-law entered me in my first Miss pageant without my knowledge.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
No. That's
what a great story.
Yes.
And what did you do when you found out?
Well, what happened was she had mentioned it to me, and I just had my third child, and I told her if she thought I was going to get up on a stage in a swimsuit and in heels after having my third child, she was crazy. And I thought that was the end of it, but she sent in my name and address, and I started getting information in the mail. Then they started calling my house to do a telephone interview, and I would never return their calls, and my husband answered the phone. And the director said, well, I've been trying to get a hold of your wife to do a telephone interview, and she's not returning my calls. And he said, well, what do you want to know? I've been married to her for about 10 years, and he did my telephone interview.
So he did your phone interview.
He did my phone interview. And next thing you know, I get this big packet of information in the mail saying, congratulations, you've been accepted to compete in this Mrs. pageant, and the rest is history.
And I don't suppose he did the swimsuit competition in bathing suit and heels for you too, did he?
No, I wish he had. Because I had that third child of his.
That could have been very, very interesting. So, how is it different competing as a teen and competing as a Mrs.?
Well, when you're a teen, mom does so much for you.
Right.
In my experience, mom does so much for you, and you kind of just have to show up and do your thing. As a missus, you have to do everything for yourself and still take care of your family. And if you have a job, of course, you still have to work. And it's just so hectic. So in preparing for a pageant, you have to schedule all of that preparation in along with everything else that you have to do.
Let's talk about scheduling for a minute, Darlene, because it sounds like that's really important. You are running a business with your husband, working a full-time business, working as an actress and voiceover artist, and doing some community service. How are you scheduling all this? How are you juggling it? Are you using a calendaring system? Are you using a computer calendaring system? How are you finding time to work it all in?
Well, I have an iPhone, and it's great because I use Outlook, and so it's on my computer, and I can just open it up and see everything right in front of me. And I kind of have rules that I follow. I leave Sundays for my family because you have to have boundaries. And so Sunday is my family day. I don't schedule anything else that day because I am gone so much and I'm so busy with work. So I leave that day for them. And you just have to make, you have to have a priority system as far as everything else. And of course, work is very important. I have to squeeze appearances in there because I have obligations as a reigning title holder. And you just have to have a balancing act of how you're going to spread everything out.
So when you were competing for the title of Mrs. Galaxy International, you saved Sundays for family, and then how did you allocate the rest of the week? Was there a certain day and a certain amount of hours for working out? Was there a certain amount of time? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, you have to schedule preparing for a pageant in like you would anything else. Otherwise, I find that it doesn't get done. I don't know about the other ladies out there. Not a fan of working out.
No, I'm not either.
You know, so I have to schedule it in, otherwise it won't get done. And so I had to set certain days that I would work in and put it on my calendar, so I made sure that I did that. Also, like anyone else, I have people that help me prepare for competing with interview and helping me choose my wardrobe. I worked with Robin Fleming of La Casa Hermosa, who was fabulous, and she helped me pick out my wardrobe. So you have to set aside time to work with her and make those selections. And so you really have to schedule it all in when you've got so many other things that are going on. Otherwise, if you don't schedule it and save everything till the end, you're just overwhelmed and you're nervous anyway. So if you're not prepared, you're not going to have a good pageant experience once you get there.
I think you're right. I think it is really important to schedule time on your calendar. And I also encourage students to schedule time for miscellaneous errands or last minute oops issues. Also, when you're shopping, don't you find you really need to allow more time on your calendar than you think it's going to take, because it always just ends up taking more time than you think it's going to, don't you find?
Absolutely. And I find a lot of people wait until the last minute to start preparing. You have to start preparing as early as you can. People think, oh, I'll just wait till the last 6 weeks. But I think the earlier you can start doing things, the better.
Right. I totally agree. And for those of you just joining us, we are talking to Darlene Deben, Mrs. Galaxy International, and we're talking about the many challenges of competing as a Mrs. contestant. If you have a story to share or would like to ask a question, you can join our conversation at 888-463-6748. So, Darlene, besides scheduling things like working out and shopping, how do you approach working with your husband? Because I think it's really important to have your husband's support when you're competing. How do you go about making sure that he's on board?
Well, before I do any pageant, I have to sit down with my family and talk to them and see if this is something that they're willing to support me on. Because if they're not, it's not something that I would do. If my husband or one of my children said to me, you know, Mom, this pageant stuff is just way too much. We're overwhelmed. We don't ever get to see you. You're always gone. We really wish you would stop. I would quit in a heartbeat, because if I don't have their support, then I can't do this. And fortunately, they've never felt that way, because I try to involve them as much as I can, and make them feel like they're a part of it. And so I've just been fortunate that way.
Good. We do have a caller on the line, and she has a question about the Galaxy International pageant. Angela, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. How are you today?
I'm great, Valerie. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, no problem. What is your question for Darlene?
Darlene, I am a Mrs. contestant and have been doing some smaller pageants, and I want to try one of the bigger Mrs. pageants. And I was wondering what it was about the Galaxy pageant that made you want to compete in that system.
Well, I entered the Virginia pageant, and the director was great, and I just loved the atmosphere of the pageant itself. And when I went to Nationals the first time, it was just very organized, and the director, she really wanted to make sure that everyone had a great experience whether they won the pageant or not. And I really appreciated that. I had done another more well-known system, I won't mention it, but it seemed not so much about the contestants themselves and whether they had a great experience or not. And so when I went to Galaxy, I really appreciated that. Since then, the venue's changed, and now it's in Florida. And it's at a great location. I've become friends with so many incredible women across the country and even outside the country because it is an international pageant. And I just love the whole atmosphere of the system itself. And because all the areas of competition are evenly weighted, they're looking for someone that's an all-around, well-rounded contestant. And I really like that.
Great, thanks. I hope that helps, Angela.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to move forward. Thank you.
Well, good luck at your next pageant, Angela. Thanks for calling. I think that is important when you're looking at a pageant to look at. Is the scoring individually equally distributed so that it's an all-around pageant, or is it a pageant that some pageants are heavily weighted towards interview, or some are more heavily weighted towards evening gown? So I think that's a really good point, Darlene. Did you ever feel a little stressed about the many responsibilities of being my wife, mother, title holder? And if so, how do you find time to relax, and how do you break away from that?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed and stressed. I definitely have times where I say, okay, I just need to take a step back and decompress and say that enough is enough. And so I will cut back maybe on appearances, or I'll just tell my husband, you know what, I just can't work in the office tonight. So you kind of have to listen to your body and yourself and your family. Like I said before, my family will say, gee, we haven't seen you in a while. So if someone calls and said, oh, can you come and make this appearance, depending on what it is, if it's just going to a pageant, I might say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it this time. So that's usually how I determine.
So it's really important to be in tune with your own personal stress level and how you're feeling about that. Is that right?
And listening to your family as well. Absolutely.
Right. Well, I understand we have a special caller on the phone. Her name is Victoria, and she has a question about her mom. Hi, Victoria. Are you there?
Yeah.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Victoria, what is your question, honey?
My question is, my mom is getting ready to compete in a pageant. What can I do to help her get ready?
What a great question, Victoria. Do you have any suggestions, Darlene, for Victoria helping her mom prepare for her pageant?
I do, absolutely. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
I think it is so great that you are wanting to help your mom, because a lot of people don't realize how important it is for our families to support us. Looking out into the audience and seeing our families in the audience cheering for us just makes us feel so incredible. So I just love that you're supporting your mom. I think in helping her get ready for the pageant, some of the things that you can do maybe would be to ask her questions to help her prepare for interview.
Mm-hmm.
Have her put on her evening gown and make her practice walking in her gown and her heels around the house and see if she's doing a good job in her walking and her posing.
Yeah.
Maybe take pictures of her in her evening gown and her swimsuit, if they have that competition in her pageant, and her interview suit, so that you guys can look at the pictures and see if everything fits well, see if she's posing right. What do you think about that?
Okay.
That would be fun, wouldn't it, Victoria?
Uh-huh.
That would be fun. And tell your mommy to smile big. And when she does, Victoria, tell her how beautiful she looks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you have a great week, honey. And tell your mommy good luck at her pageant, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, honey. Bye-bye.
Give her a big hug for me. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.
Well, I don't know about Victoria's mommy, but I think that Victoria herself has a bright pageant future. What a doll.
Oh, well, that's adorable.
Wasn't she adorable? Well, it's time to take a short break already, but stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more tips to being a successful Mrs. Contestant with Darlene Deben, Mrs. Galaxy International, right here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you entering your first pageant and feeling a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever? Visit www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today.